runs very well. But the inpatient care, I don't think, is quite as good. I think that the turnover has been speeded up a great deal, and in one sense I suppose that's a good thing, but on the other hand, the actual educative business of being an inpatient, especially if you happen to be a new diabetic, gets truncated, and I get the impression that people are not understanding about the diabetes quite as well. And I have one very good reason for saying this. I was at Dorchester, and I met an old lady and her husband at Dorchester, and this old lady said to me, "Oh, I saw you the other day in the diabetic clinic." And it turned out, of course, that we were both at diabetics and both attending the clinic in Oxford. And she said to me, "I've been a diabetic for 4 or 5 years," she said. In other words, shortly after the health service changes began. "Nobody seems to be able to tell me anything about my disease. They keep on telling me to read things." And it's all very well reading things, but what you need to do is to ask people questions and to get them to talk to you. And that just doesn't seem to happen. Now, she may be an individual case, but I have actually since met one or two other people who have had similar experiences, and this seems to me to be a very bad thing. I am ill-impressed by the changes in nursing care in the wards, and that isn't specifically in relation to diabetes. It's in relation to the care that my wife has had over her recent illness in the Royal Berkshire Hospital, though I would say that the neurosurgical unit at Oxford, the nursing care was exemplary and very good indeed. But I was very ill impressed by the nursing care at Reading, and I went so far as to tick off the sister of one ward who told me that it would that she hadn't been able to give my wife anything to eat for 3 days because she hadn't ordered some tablets from the dispensary. And I'm afraid I called her some very rude names indeed, and I think they were justified.